love that Chef Robb's. Now, in the past, Chef Robb's has been very picky about who they allow to go up on their stage. But tonight, I get to go up. Why? Maybe because they had to humble themselves. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they had to just humble themselves a little bit. I remember I came here before, and it was like, you know, you had to really be booked to come through here. And when I say really be booked, I don't mean like booked from all around the world. I just mean like they got to book you to come here. And they was actually charging comedians. But one thing about Atlanta comedy, boy, you keep charging comedians, well, comedians going to stop showing up to your spot. You know what I'm saying? We offering our services. You never know, man. We can make your night. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's one thing about Atlanta comedy. They all stick together here. They all on one accord. If we all can be on one accord, we will be okay. I'm about to, tonight I decided to smoke a little bit, you know, before the show. I know I told y'all I was trying to stop drinking, and I realized that, hey, look, man, I can't just stop drinking. I kind of got to, like, set little days to drink. So this is one of my drink days. I'm going to take me a couple shots and go up there and just make some magic happen. You know what I'm saying? It's been a lot of stuff I've been discussing on the podcast. I'll probably try to go over it and let y'all check that out. You know, see how it goes from this to that, you know, from Facebook to the stage. So y'all can see what's going on. Y'all can, you know, if you're interested in comedy, you can kind of see my process of how I do it. I kind of like bait it on Facebook and see if everybody know what I'm talking about. And if they know what I'm talking about, well, I take it to the stage. Like this podcast, you know, like I said, I'm going to start posting some of y'all responses too. Because if you have the Anchor app, you can actually send me a voice message and let me know about, you know, how you feel about the show or the podcast and how it's going. I was running today. I was like jogging. I was working out. And I had a vision. I had a vision of me doing the radio. I was like, whoa, what if this gets so big that, you know, I get offered a radio spot, like to do radio somewhere? I think that'd be dope. Doing radio somewhere every day. It's real cool, man. Your voice on air every day. Every day you're talking to people. That's dope. I was just thinking about that. But this show, though. What about the show? Talking about everything but the show that's about to happen. Boy, you better be funny, but I'm actually performing with one of the OGs in comedy. He's a white comic, but he's very woke. Nima Williams. I always mess up Nima's name, but I know Nima, though. It's one of my closest partners. If you know stand-up, you know Nima, you already know what's going on. So I'm performing with him again tonight. We actually, he took me on the road with him before. We went to Clarksville, Tennessee. Shout out to my man Maurice out there in Clarksville. We was in Clarksville, Tennessee. And man, it was just the dopest night ever, dog. Like, man, that dude ain't even cool as fuck, bro. And he was strictly comedy. I don't know if I told y'all the story about me and Tyler Chronicles when I did a show at Tyler Chronicles in Macon. But me and Tyler Chronicles did a show in Macon, and I killed it. You know what I'm saying? Like I did a great job. Damn, drop my headphones. That's me having a shot of my little drink, sipping out my little glass cup. But yeah, me and Tyler had a show together in Macon, and I went up, I did 15 minutes, and I smashed, you know what I'm saying? I turned up on them folks. And then Tyler came up right after me, and I mean, he was so funny. I heard motherfuckers somebody walked past me, and they was like, now that's what I call comedy. He was like, that's what I call comedy. That's what I call comedy. I was like, man, what? Motherfucker, I just got off stage. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I was funny, but that's how funny Tyler is. Tyler Chronicles. Shout out to Tyler Chronicles. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on social media. But yeah. Me, Nima, and Tyler went and did the show together. And, yeah, man, it was real dope. Got Nima outside my car right now. Show about to start. I'm just in here just get my mind right talking to y'all. I'm definitely going to record this set, and I will add it to this podcast, y'all. Stay tuned. All right, right, y'all, good morning. It's actually the day after the show, and I told y'all I was going to play y'all a clip from the show. Now, I think I did, mediocre last night. Like, I didn't have any energy. I don't know what's going on, but I didn't have no energy last night. And, yeah, man, I'm going to play a clip from it. I'm gonna play the beginning of it, all right? And then I'm going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more. And then I'm going to play later on in the show so you can see where I kind of felt like I kind of lost myself.
Fort Lauderdale, my homie Jack Wilson. Very funny. Show some love.
Check. Go ahead, DJ. They stopped clapping a long time ago when they realized they know who the hell I was. Clap it up for yourselves for not giving a fuck about me tonight, y'all. Make some noise for yourselves. Y'all just gave up on the clap. Y'all was like, who the fuck? It's hard to impress niggas, ain't it? Ain't it hard to impress a nigga? It's hard to impress a nigga. You can go to college for 4 years and graduate. Come home. Ain't nobody gonna do shit for you. Just gonna be another nigga working at Walmart. Nigga gonna walk right past you. You can go to jail for 60 days to come home. You gonna get a welcome home party. Nigga gonna buy you a shirt. Nigga gonna put some money in your pocket. Like, damn, I came up last time I went to jail.
Now, based on that intro, you know, you would have thought like I was about to come out there and like really like destroy. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't up, but maybe like 10 to 15 people in there. Maybe I'm gonna say 15 actual people in there. So that's why you're not really getting like a lot of loud laughs. But I still feel like, man, my set should be so strong that like it don't matter how many people in there, I should have that motherfucker sound like a jungle. And that's why it's killing me this morning, because I'm like, damn, I kind of lacked last night. But I'm going to play another part right now.
Getting a little bit too close to some real shit here tonight. I can tell how y'all get real tense. I hate an overprotective cheater. You know them overprotective cheaters? They be calling to see what you're doing before they go out and cheat. Where you at? What you doing? All right, bye. Hey, what's up, baby? I'm finna come over there right now. Man, set your ass down. How you gonna be overprotective and cheating? That shit don't even go together.
Now, that was so horrible. Like, that was so horrible. I didn't even say it the right way. Like, the way I usually do that joke, because I've only said it on stage. That was like my third time saying it, because I'm trying to find a way to word it. But the way I said it last night, it had nothing to do with the way I had been saying it previously. That was a lot funnier than what I said last night. Last night I was all over the place, man. I'm actually scared to listen to the whole show because that's how bad it was. Now, mind you, like, people watching the show, they after the show, they like, you know, you was funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, they walking up to me, they saying you funny, but to me, I'm like, no. And that's why I really wanted to find like the worst part where I felt like my energy wasn't right on stage and play it for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that sucked. That'll make you want to go get on stage right now. Like, if it was a comedy show going on right now, I would go right now and tell jokes, because that just, look that, man. And I'm daddied up this weekend too. I got my son this weekend, so I know I won't really have a chance. I got a show tomorrow night. I'm supposed to be hosting. But, shit, man, I got to really find out what's going on with that, too. They not really doing well on the ticket sales. They talking about they want to redo it, replan the show. So it's like, man, I got to wait way till Monday to get on the stage, man. Perhaps Sunday night. But I just hope that I bring a better energy to it. You know. I had a couple of drinks last night too, man. That probably wasn't what's best for me right now. Sunday night, I'm going up in that thing sober, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna see what it do. But last night, oh, once again, I am so embarrassed. I'm going to end the podcast right now. And right, listen, y'all, have a great weekend. Happy Friday. Let's be better today than we was yesterday. And let's be better the next time I'm on stage than I was last night, man. I give myself a strong 4 out of 10 last night, and that just sucks. Y'all be easy, man.